go. We're going to be live. We are live. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Skip Happens. I know everybody's kind of getting in the groove. It's cool. Got a great one for you tonight. I think almost every week we have a great one. A lot of so much great talent out there. Two of these individuals, I'll tell you right now, I do not know. The other two, I do, from being in the business. Anyways, we're going to get right to it. We're going to find out what they're all about tonight. We have 615 Collective, and there's a little bit of a delay, so maybe if I talk slower. You get it. Hello, guys. How are you?
Hey, Skip.
Hey, how are you, Skip?
Doing well. It's good to see you. Now we have Nicole, correct? Oh, it must be not much of a delay right now. I like that. And we have, of course, Michael. We got Nicole Witt, Michael Logan. Is that correct? Now, those are the two I don't know. And then on the other half, on the other side of the screen, I got Aaron Goodvin, who is... Exactly. Aaron is, I met him in Nashville a few years back. He's been on my Skip Happens podcast. He's done a lot as, you know, doing his own thing. And he's a big star in Canada. I know that. You've been
huge.
Out.
Huge. Can't even go to malls.
Your sleeves do not match of how big of a star you are in Canada.
That's right. My sleeves are looking very, I didn't really notice it until we got on the call. And then I'm like, why are my arms so long?
Did you, is that Sarah's t-shirt or something?
Yeah, yes. I've been trying to dress him in the band.
So. Well, good luck, Sarah.
I take blame.
Now, you're going to like this. That is Sarah Darling. And if you've been a country music fan for a while, you know, she's put out several albums. She's written for a lot of people, just like all of you have done that. And Sarah, it's just so good to see you. Now you're all together as one, and yes. It's called 615 Collective. And are you still doing your individual projects, or is this the new thing?
Yes, we're all solo acts, and we're all very selfish still. So, yeah. That is absolutely true.
I love it.
We all do our solo careers as well, but this is really fun because when we go on stage together as the collective, it's just a fun band situation. And it reminds me, my favorite artist of all time is Tom Petty. And, you know, I think about the Traveling Wilburys, and it just has that kind of fun feel. Like when we all get on stage and we kind of sing on each other's songs and harmonize, and
so
it's cool.
How would you describe what you do? Because you say you're a fan of Tom Petty, and of course that's kind of over here, but then we're doing country and then maybe a little bit of bluegrass. I think Nicole's got some bluegrass roots, right?
Well, yeah. So I've written a couple of bluegrass songs, and my grandparents were grassers. But I don't really do bluegrass. I have written a couple of songs that way, I suppose, but the band is very country, Americana, and yeah, it's just been a blast to do this together.
And you got Michael right over there who's kind of staring in the camera. But it's like, I love this. No, I love this. I love this. It's like, do you really need me here? But no, so this.
I try not to talk over everybody.
So. Now, you know what? It's going to be a little bit hard if we have a delay, but you know what? We're going to make it work. That's what we do. And if anybody talks over somebody, it's probably going to be me and not intentionally. And I'm one of those that doesn't know when to stop talking. So.
Me too.
Okay. All right. Good. See, I stopped for a second. But this whole 615 Collective is the brainchild of you, Nicole. Were you the one that actually said, let's do this?
Yeah, I started dreaming about this in 2020, and yeah, the band started in 2021, and it's been a fun ride. I mean, these guys are amazing, and it's just it's so fun to do this together. But it, like, collectively, all of us on stage together, it's a little bit like a super group, because it's like everyone kind of does their own thing, and it's very like character driven. So I feel like there's somebody for everybody out there, like, you know, in the audience. So yeah. And you know, we write music. We have written two records full of 615 music. And then we play some of the songs that we've gotten cut on other artists. And then we also play, you know, each other's like solo stuff in a collective sort of way. So,
yeah, that's cool. What a really cool idea when you think about it. It's different. It's unique. I mean, the way you do it.
Yeah. I think one of the coolest things is like, you know, as a, you know, we're all very good at what we do, you know, and that's very clear. And there's the nicest thing is like none of us have the ego at all. And as a solo artist, you get to like sit back and go like, oh, I get to watch, you know, Michael do his thing or Sarah do her thing. And just like, you're kind of like on stage, but you're a spectator and you get to be a part of it. So it's like, it's a really nice change from being just like the solo act that has to have it, you know, all together and carry the whole show. And so it's like, it's really cool to just be able to step back and have a friend play a song and then to be able to collaborate with them. So it's literally like, it's so unique in that, you know, we're all very successful at, you know, what we do on our own, but then we come together and it's like, it feels like it's even more successful in a way, if that makes any sense. So.
Yeah, it does.
And Michael and I have known each other for years now, and we've toured Europe together. And so it's really cool that there's some cool backstories to us all being friends. And yeah, Michael and I toured all over.
Well, you did the C to C, right? If I remember, Sarah, you went over. I know you were there. Did the whole group go and do like C to C this year? And did you get a chance to do that as one?
No, we did not do C2C this year. I've done it a few different times over the years, but we did not do it. But that is a goal of ours, to definitely get over to C2C. I think it'd be really cool.
Absolutely. I mean, that everybody I talk to that has had that opportunity, just, you know, they can't talk about it enough. It's just, it's a experience I think everybody needs to have. What about you, Michael? You're a multi-platinum singer-songwriter, and my God, I was reading your bio, people you've written songs for. And can you tell us a little bit about who you've written for? I'll let you do it. And along those lines?
Sure. Thank you. That's kind of you to say that, man. I guess Kelly Clarkson is somebody that probably would be the most, something people are the most familiar with. She recorded a song called... You're Breaking Your Own Heart on her album Stronger, which was awesome and life-changing kind of a thing. I think Nicole and I actually met through co-writing, you know, years ago. And Nashville's just a collaborative town. It's one of the beautiful things about it. And so over the years, I've just gotten to write for friends of mine. I mean, like Matt Carney and Johnny Lang, Mark Broussard and folks like that.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
And then just a lot of film and TV kind of stuff. But I love the challenge of writing across genres and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Is this like starting over for you, though? Because you being who you are and at that level, you know, a platinum selling singer songwriter. And now you're like doing the radio tour again. And same thing for Sarah. I mean, even Aaron's been through this. But now it's like, okay, we're going back out on a radio tour. We got to get up at 6 a.m. We got to be on the morning shows. We have to do this. We have to do that. Who's buying the coffee? Who's buying breakfast? Where are we going?
Right. Yeah. It doesn't, I mean, that's a great question, but it really doesn't feel like starting over. I think it's just a unique thing for all of us. Yeah. Like we still all are doing our own, you know, tours and, and like I just, this past week was doing some solo shows. We all have solo tours. So to me, this feels like a really fun, collaborative thing, an extension. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, how many instruments do you play?
I play guitar, piano, and fiddle. So.
Wow. Is it hard to be able to do all those? I mean, I'm just a radio guy. I push buttons at a computer screen.
It's extremely hard. It's extremely hard. I'm always like in awe of Nicole will like play a song on guitar and then she does that well. And then she grabs the fiddle and then you just like, cause there's always that thing where it's like, oh, you play a lot of instruments, but how well do you play them? You know, like, you know, and she just crushes on the fiddle. It is so much fun to watch.
You know, I was trying to think, was it Runaway June? Is it Natalie? No,
Natalie.
Oh, awesome. My God. Yeah, we amazing. We hung out in Nashville at CRS for a little bit, and I know you guys were there as well. But we also had her in the Northeast here in Syracuse, and we did a show with them. And to watch her on that fiddle is just
amazing. Incredible. Yeah,
she's amazing. So and I'm sure you're incredible too. It just amazes me that you can do that.
Love those girls.
And I love like getting fiddle on my number one hits in Canada because I don't have them up there. So when Nicole picks up the fiddle and we go into Boy Like Me, I'm like, oh, this is awesome. It's just like it's like a whole nother way to like a whole nother treatment for the song, and it still works. And it's so cool. And that's like the coolest part about this whole thing is like, even if you've heard like these songs that we've written for other people, you're going to hear the way that we do it, which is so much cooler. Like just, it just is like, there's no other way to put it. It's just way cooler to hear it the way we do it than,
you know, that's one thing I really enjoy about the songwriters is you always hear the final project and the song could be sent to somebody else, given to somebody else, sold to somebody else or whatever. But when you hear the actual songwriters play the song, it just means so much more. I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just
totally.
And you know, if, for example, CRS, if we go to Acoustic Alley and we watch, you know, you see all the songwriters like yourself up there, and you go, "Wow, that's the real deal, right?
Right.
Yeah. That's where it came from."
Mm-hmm.
And then. And look at Sarah over there. I mean, how many, five albums? You've put five full-length albums? Six?
I have. I have been doing music a long time.
Yes, I know that. Let me put it this way.
I'm not going to tell you how old I am.
And we're so glad.
Either way, I got you beat. So I'm just saying. But I know that for a fact. But putting out five or six full-length albums. You've had the singles, you've been on country radio, you've been on tour, you've done it all. And here again, just like with Michael, it's now you're doing this. I mean, how do you feel about that?
I love it. It's, you know, as a musician, I feel like, you know, we do it because we love it. Mm-hmm. And there's something really cool about collaboration that just re-inspires you in a new way. And I love what I'm doing solo as well. And I have an album coming out this year. It's very like kind of Laurel Canyon country influence.
Love it.
And that's really cool. And I have that going on. And then like I bring that into what we do. And it's, you know, and it's just really, really fun. And it's more about the inspiration for me. I think as I get older, I'm like, I just want to enjoy music. Mm-hmm. And it's really much more fun to tour with your friends than to be by yourself, or it's just more fun. It just reminds me when I like think of bands back in the 60s and 70s, like they were all hanging out together and like making magic. And I feel like we're kind of honing in on whatever that is as well.
Totally.
How many?
Yeah.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say it's like we spent, like, I know what you're getting at. Like there are grueling parts to the job but the one thing is like, if you're doing it, and this is a rule for like me, if I'm going out there and playing, and as long as I'm hanging out with the people that I would normally hang out with anyway and want to be around, and I'm traveling, like, yeah, my ass hurts. I've been sitting in the back of a van for 12 hours. You know, I've sat in this seat in any possible way that you could sit in a seat. I've had my back on the ground. I've done it all. So, but it's like, if you're with people that you love and you just like, they let you be you and you're just hanging out and you're just a part of something, it's so like, it doesn't really get any better than that. You know, like, there's like, it's a hard thing to explain. Like, yeah, if you're on the road with five people you hate, it gets old really quick. But this group is just so, you know, it's so nice to have friends and have support and have, and everybody plays each other their new songs and they're coming, oh man, that's really freaking great. And then, you know, like even on the 615 records, like I got to cut a song on this new record that I don't know if it would have been on my record. You know,
right.
But it was perfect for a 615 thing, but I don't know if it was perfect for what I was trying to do.
Sure.
So what's really cool about that is like now I've got another avenue for my songs, and everybody has another avenue for maybe a song that they weren't like, oh, I don't know if this really fits me, but I love it and I want to do something with it. So it's just like it just brings more opportunity all of our ways. And like one of the coolest things is, like, I mean, quite honestly, we could have a festival where Aaron Goodwin, Michael Logan, Sarah Darling, and Nicole Witt play, and then 615 headlines the damn thing. You know, so it works for us. Right.
We get the group discount on that too.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Right. It's just a really great, it's a really cool thing. And it's all about who you're hanging out with.
Yeah. You know? I get it. Sarah, how many times have you been on the Grand Ole Opry? Do you know?
I have been on the Grand Ole Opry 97 times. I actually forgot if it was 97 or 98.
It doesn't matter.
Once you hit 95, you stop counting.
My first appearance was in 2012. And my grandfather was in the audience. It was a really, really special thing. He passed away, but that was his dream, was to actually, that was a big deal in my household growing up. It was like, you've made it if you've played the Opry. And that was probably one of the greatest moments of my life in country music.
Oh my God. And grandpa got to see it.
He got to see it. And Ben Skill was his favorite artist.
And he was on that night?
And he introduced me and asked me to sing Go Rest High in the Mountain with him.
I was like, this is
God, like, or it just, it was so beautiful. Amazing. And I was like, you know what? That is, like, amazing.
That's incredible.
Oh, my God. I've never cried on my podcast.
I know. I might get a little sappy over here, too.
Yeah. Wow. Sarah, that is so cool.
I'm sure you can see all my chill bumps.
Yeah, I can. Actually, I see the tan lines.
It's been washed too many times.
All the real estate.
And it's all coming up. My whole arm. Chill bumps everywhere.
I can. Yeah. Wow. I know. I get the goosebumps. I get the chicken. I call them chicken noodles.
Chicken noodles. I like that. Yep.
Something a little bit different. So what about you, Michael? I mean, have you been able to play that big stage, or because of what you do, have you been on the Opry at all or no?
I haven't. I've actually played on that stage, but not for the Grand Ole Opry. It was for an event. I've gotten to play the Ryman, which was incredible.
Oh, the Ryman. Oh, my God. The Mother Church. The one right downtown. That is just, I get goosebumps every time I walk in there.
It's a spiritual experience, that place, for sure.
So tell me a little bit more about the music from 615 Collective. So all of you are together. Are you, you've put out a little bit of a, well, not a little bit, you put out a song. Well, hang on a minute. Let me, this is why it's called Skip Happens, because I just kind of deviate every once in a while. And I kind of, oh, now I can't find it here. Hang on. But you're driving a truck. Somebody's driving a truck.
Yeah. We know which song that is.
Yep. I was going to play a little bit of it here, but I guess I can't get it up. Hang on. I just had it up, damn it.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Well, you know, Aaron.
Hey, man.
It's not the eyesight. You know, skip happens, and it's not the eyesight. That's not the first thing to go. just saying. See, the skip happens. But so as a group, let me ask you this while I'm waiting for that. Aaron, when you go back to Canada, do you take these fine folks with you? Have they done shows with you?
I haven't yet. But honestly, it's something that is, like, in the works. Like, you know, like, what's really cool is, as a I've had an incredible career up there and play a lot of shows, and this band, like, has a lot of really, really cool stuff going on, and it's not really stuff that, like, we're ready to talk about, but I think it's, like, because this thing has come together in such an organic way, it's, like, a lot about this shouldn't work at all, you know, when you bring, like, how many other times have they put together bands that they're like, oh, we're going to take all these singers and we're going to put them together and it's going to be great, and they all just end up hating each other or whatever it is. Well, this all came together so organically that there's, like, something in the DNA of it that's, like,
it just works,
and there's no real rhyme or reason. So it's, like, one of the things that, like, we've been kind of navigating is, like, this feels like it's going to another level without us even really doing anything. And we've all tried very hard in our, you know, in our careers to be as big as we could be. And it's, like, and then we come together and we get all these opportunities kind of fall into our lap. And it's just, like, a lot of magical stuff. So we've got a lot of great things going on. So, like, those are conversations that, like, we're starting to have now. It's like, how can we leverage, you know, Aaron's career in Canada to get 615 to go up and do shows. Maybe while I'm already on a festival or whatever, it's like another chance to kind of like,
get
everybody up there and
open up those doors and go. Totally. Yeah.
And I honestly think that that could be a really cool path for us. So
now this may be a really dumb question, which I have a tendency to ask every so often, but 615 Collective. Now, 615 is the area code of Nashville, yeah. And then the collective is just you guys coming together.
We're the collection.
Yes, we're the collection, the collective. The collective. The collaborative, yes.
All right, listen.
Welcome, welcome, 1-9-615, rolling listen. Down the highway. Here's the smoke, makes me blow over right now. I'm coming at you. Diamonds
on the windshield. So good. I'm just going to play a little clip of it. So.
And in his rearview mirror. His angel waves goodbye. She knows he's gotta go. She knows he's one of them. Brothers of the highway, children of the wind, that Detroit diesel pirate ship goes blowing out again. Sailing for the setting sun, freedom's your best friend. Brothers of the highway.
So that's the single that's been dropped, right? I mean, officially being sent to radio by Grassroots, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
So good. So good. Who's the driver there banging the drumsticks on the steering wheel? That's pretty cool.
It's our drummer.
That's our drummer, Jeremy Spray, and he's a big part of what we do as well. And
Cool. Now, is there a meaning behind that song? Did I read that there's some truck drivers in the family or something along those lines?
Yeah. So that's a song that I wrote a while ago, and my dad worked for Roadway Express for 32 years. And Michael's dad worked for Gottwalls Trucking for 15. Oh, wow. And so it's something that George Strait cut a while back, and but we've kind of done our own rendition, and it's kind of become a bit of an anthem for us. We we're not truck drivers, but we spend a lot of time on the road. And so that kind of open road, the freedom of the open road and that whole thing that's kind of us. So it feels very, very us. And it was kind of cool because the guy that's kind of making that electric really work on that track, this guy, Nathan Ketterly, he played all over Jelly Roll stuff and whatever. Oh, he really kind of, I think, figured out like the sound of like a real sound that like a rig, a semi would make. And so I love that track. And
that's cool.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
It is super cool. Absolutely. Sarah hit it right. It's super cool.
Super cool.
Super
cool, baby.
Super
cool. Cool. It is. Absolutely.
It'd be neat.
You guys, now you're on a radio tour, right?
Yes.
Super neat. You're on a radio tour. So where are you? You told us before you went on the air. Where are you right now?
We're in Paducah, Kentucky.
Paducah. How do you say it? Paducah.
Paducah.
In Kentucky. Okay. I got you. So how many radios?
In the lobby of a Homewood Suites.
Yes. Oh, okay. Shout out to Billy.
Shout out to Billy at Homewood Suites because I called him on the phone earlier and I said, listen, I'm a Hilton Diamond members. I don't have a room. Can we just come and use the lobby? Because that's when we're going to have to do the podcast. So, and he was like, oh, are you kidding me? Come on.
That's cool, man.
He gave us the Wi-Fi password and everything.
Yeah, super sweet.
Oh, wow. Until you get the bill when you check out in the morning and you see all the pedals on there. It's like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
This internet at $45 a night. That's crazy.
Right, yeah. Right. What is that? Yeah.
It's nuts. Do you guys ever like play pranks on each other?
Here's even better.
Coming from the experienced one over here. Go ahead, Sam.
This is good.
Here's what I'm going to say.
Oh, okay, man.
Less than pranks, we've created different characters that have entered. And I would like you to introduce you to Billy Bo Bennett.
Hi, I'm Billy Bo. How are you? Nice to see you.
Billy Bo, it's a pleasure.
Billy Bo Bennett is a is like the crazy uncle that tells jokes and then explains why the joke is funny and then laughs. And everybody else has to laugh because
he's
unfortunately,
laughing.
Unfortunately, Skip, Billy Bo kind of, we were stuck in a van with Billy Bo for like 28 hours.
It was a long trip.
Over the weekend. It was a long trip.
Real Billy Bo.
It was a really
Billy Bo pretty much the whole time.
Yeah. Oh. Billy Bo in the room with us now.
Billy Bo. He shows up from time to time. You know, you gotta be patient. He only comes
probably
out
talking once. About me. No, I'm not that bad. What do you have a character, Natalie? Or is it just a Billy Bo with Aaron?
Well, I don't really have a character, but I feel like we're gonna make these as mm-hmm. you know, they're gonna like surface, I think, as time goes.
As time goes.
I feel like okay,
Nikhil.
I think I'll be a Russian girl. She's so dry. She has such a dry sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And so does Michael. Michael has a good voice sometimes. It might not come out today. That's okay.
Michael once referred to a hotel lobby as something that stinks like the inside of a fake leg. And
it's a movie quote, though.
What movie was that? Fake leg. Michael, do you remember what movie that was?
Anchorman. I can't take credit for it. I think that's more than pranks, we have inside jokes, right? Yeah. That's what happens from touring. It's like,
yeah, no, I know.
And
I know.
We hold on to it. We use them constantly. Yeah. They stay in cycle. I would say that I'm more. They make fun of me because they tell me I need to buy streamers for the stage and roller skates, and I'm like the hippie of the group. So
she's a hippie. Like we've thought about like handing out like complimentary 615 gummies about 35 minutes before the show.
Why not?
And then about right at the
He's
right
like,
time.
That's a brilliant idea.
Sarah's gonna.
It is a brilliant idea. I got a bag of them in my office.
She's gonna be all Laurel Canyoned up.
Yeah, and I'll have the streamers,
and everybody will be like, "This is
and I'll
amazing.
Have the
It's crazy." The whole
we're kidding. Don't do drugs, kids.
No, well, the gummies are, you know, if you be those are fine if you're okay. Yeah, I mean, if you go easy.
If you go easy, yeah. I mean, I've never done it, so I wouldn't know.
Well, I could tell you a story. You want to hear
it about me?
I can tell you. I mean, this is a conversation. This is Skip Happens. We find out about the artist. We find out who you are, what you're doing, where you're going, and all that good stuff. But there's also the fact that we're real people. And we all, you know, it's just we do a lot of crazy things. Well, a few weeks ago, I guess it was over the holidays, had some time off, and I went down to a place called Flintstone. It's legal here. They have the place is really cool. I went in and I said, you know, I want something just going to kind of take the edge off of life, make me feel good, make me feel creative, because I love to write. I write commercials. I do all that. I love doing that. So the guy's like, well, you want something that's going to keep you awake? And really, I said, he goes, this bag and this bag, you take your pick. I said, I'll take them both. So I took them both. He goes, I'm going to warn you. He says, if you've never done this, just do a little gummy at a time. Just cut off a little piece, whatever. Well, I cut it in half and I ate half of it. There's a little more in a little piece. I'm watching television. And about an hour went by. And all of a sudden, I felt like I'd been hit by a truck. I thought I was having a stroke. Yeah. I thought something was going
like
on.
Sounds like a horrible.
This is a horrible.
Dude, now mind you, you know, I watch those stupid court shows where, you know, somebody, you know, whatever, judge, whoever. And the credits were going up the screen. I couldn't watch the screen. Because it's moving. I have an 85-inch flat screen in the family room. So the credits, I go, I can't watch this. I go, oh, my God, what's wrong? So my wife works from home. She was upstairs. Right. I could barely walk up the stairs. She goes, what's wrong with you? I go, either I'm shit-faced or I'm having a stroke. Or she goes, you didn't take. I said, I did. And that night, I had a show to go do, a Christmas show. That's when it was. It was at a theater here in Syracuse. I had to be the MC for the show. And I'm going, oh, my God, I can't go. I can't do this. I don't know what I'm going to do. But it took about 5 or 6 hours, and it wore off, and I was okay by showtime. But it's just an experience that, you know, was laughing. Oh, My son just chimed in. That's
Zachary.
Oh, Zachary.
Hey.
Mom upstairs entertainment.
Mom upstairs
entertainment. And wait, I'm sorry. He says, hi, girls. Look at me. Love you, babe. Skip very. Oh, my son is Down syndrome.
Oh, no way.
He's 23. Sweet. His name's Zach, of course. And
hey, Zach. Have a seat, buddy.
We do a podcast called Zach Attack with Dad. That's a whole nother subject. Let's get back to 615 Collective.
Oh, that's awesome. That's
yeah. Amazing. So, what? So, what?
That sounds crazy, man. Like, this is why I don't do that stuff because I just don't do it.
You don't need that. You're already high on life.
You know what? I am high on life. I'm high on life. You should be high on life. Yeah. This is, I love doing this. What we're doing right here, I'm talking to you guys. I love the format. I love the music. This is what I love. It's a two-way street.
Yeah.
I work the radio side of it, and it's people like you that give us the great music to play that makes us who we are. So, which is,
thank you. That means a lot to us.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, we've got the new song out. And is there going to be an album in the works of 615 Collective, or what's the deal?
Yes, for sure. We have an EP this fall coming out called Music City. So
I love it. Yeah. I will say this. I know, and Aaron already knows, being involved with Grassroots, with Nancy, that whole gang is just phenomenal. I tell that to everybody. If you're going to be with anybody, that's who you need to be with, and.
Nancy's been my manager for, it's going on 7 years.
That's right. I think
that says a lot because
that's amazing.
Because I'm hard to get along with,
Somehow I don't think that's true.
If I make it 7 years in this band, that'd be amazing.
Sarah can give you some pointers.
Every night I pray that they don't break me out.
So y'all travel together. You're in the van. You're hitting up radio stations. Who's doing most of the driving?
We try to split it up pretty evenly. Yeah.
I gotta say, Nicole is a rock star, though.
Yeah, Nicole's
like our rock, really.
Yeah. I'll throw this out there too. Like this band was really Nicole's vision,
right?
And she's the one that reached out to us and kind of put the whole thing together, came up with the name. So credit where credit is due.
We wouldn't be here without Nicole.
Hey, so
he's seasoned.
You didn't know each other until 2021?
No, we knew each other before.
We wrote 2018, 20 something like that.
Yeah.
And we started writing. And then I knew of Sarah and I didn't really know Michael until we went out on the first show, and then we've been BFFs ever since.
We started writing
BFFs
12 years ago, probably.
Yeah.
Sarah and I.
That's the crazy thing about Nashville is we've all lived there. We've all had our own little circles of people.
Right
with them. And then you get in this group where you don't really even know two of the other people, and it's like everybody's so great and so talented at what they do, and it's that's the best part about Nashville is just last year I found one of my new favorite co-writers. I've been in that town for 12 years, so how did I not meet this person before, crazy. It's really
that actually just happened to me too,
right? It's how have we not been friends for 10 years writing
really
yeah
it's crazy.
You know, when you think about it, and you know more than I do, I guess, about this, that there are so many songwriters in Nashville. I mean, everybody's a songwriter. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to be an artist. Everybody wants, that's why they're there. So it's got to be kind of difficult to find the right person.
Mm. Difficult and also so cool. It's how do you it's just the depth of that city, the depth is crazy.
A lot of dreamers per square inch.
Yes,
my
God. You got it.
Let me tell you.
Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you something about Michael. Michael is, I feel like, he's like our wise
sage,
like wizard owl.
I've never heard the owl part.
He's not. actually, he doesn't know the owl part. I'm freestyling right now.
I love whiskey.
Yeah, but
I'll take it.
Like, no, he comes up with those lines.
He has lines and songs that I'm like,
yeah.
Like, I never could write anything that deep and introspective. You're just so great. Mm. And like up it's on so stage, kind of. Like when I hear him sing, I'm just like, wow. Like, it's just, he has a song called Let It Be Love that just,
yeah,
you know,
it's one of the greatest songs I've ever heard.
Yeah, one of the best songs I've ever heard.
Wow, amazing, amazing.
The owl, the owl,
the owl.
Anybody that's watching this, I mean, and if you're just watching this now, I mean, take a look at the screen in front of you. Those are some of the most talented people you're ever going to see, and the people that maybe have written some songs that you already know. Look at, you got Aaron, you got Michael, you got Nicole, you got Sarah. I mean, just wow.
Oh, and thank you.
Thank you so much.
Just, you know, you're doing what you love.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, yeah, I mean,
it makes it easy.
Is there one? Well, you said Nicole is pretty much the rock of the group, right?
Yep, yep.
So everybody else is like, you call her mom or?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I do
pack
snacks, like, in the van.
Like, she brings us snacks and water, so I guess
she's that person.
I do.
She could pull anything out of her.
Smoked almonds.
Yeah. She's like got almonds.
Like, the other day, we were, like, right after our show, we played North Carolina on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And we get out of the show, and I'm like, man, and Ryan playing bass, he goes, man, I would love if we could get some snacks. And I was like, oh, snacks sound great, right? We're like, oh, let's go out and get some snacks. And Nicole's like, well, I have a power bar. And I was like, yeah, because that's exactly what everybody wants when they're done a show. Bar. It's a power bar. Can I get a protein bar? You know, do you have an apple? You know, how about some boiled eggs? That's what I'm really into. No, I want chips and chocolate and sweets. And she's like, well, I have a power bar.
Yeah, trying to keep everybody healthy.
Yes.
Healthy, you know.
Well, you got to eat healthy.
You do.
You take care of yourself. And these hours, I'm sure you got to be up early in the morning to hit the road and be somewhere. So,
it's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. It's morning shows mostly that you're on, correct?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Most of the time. Yeah. I mean, we kind of do them all day when we do them, but.
But, yeah, you have to learn how to take care of yourself and balance yourself on the road. And I work out a lot, so like that's something I find. And so does Nicole. So I'll see her in the gym a lot at the hotels.
Where are you at?
Yeah, where are you at?
Do you know where those vending machines are? Yeah. Where they put the little indents in the wall so you can just eat.
I love it. My wife is the same way. She'd be in the gym and I'd be back in the hotel room drinking coffee, watching TV or something.
Yeah, so. Right.
I always like, when I first get to a hotel, I like to find out where the gym is so I know where to feel guilty for not going.
That's amazing. I'm a frequent hot tubber. I love a good hot tub on the road.
All right.
As long as it's clean.
You
don't know who's been sitting in that hot tub.
Hey, Skip, when you don't know, don't hurt you.
I'm with you.
Well, that is true.
You don't know if there was a kid.
That is true. You know, these are like the secrets of those that are on the road as an artist right here. It's all coming out tonight. Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
That's cool. Yep. That's cool. Now, how long before you'll be back in Nashville?
Tonight. We're driving back.
We'll drive back tonight. Oh, okay. It's not too far.
No, because you're in wherever in Kentucky right now.
Paducah.
There's actually we might stay in town. There's a quilt show this week. and we all really enjoy the knit. So
I'm really into crochets. So.
Yeah. We're kidding. There is a quilt.
You notice I wasn't saying a word because I didn't know what to say. Yeah. I mean, it's like
I'm speechless.
You're like, I hope
it's like, are they serious or are they just trying to?
We're into quilts.
You're into quilts, yeah. Pleasure. One square at a time.
You just said quilty pleasure. Oh, he is a wild.
Michael, listen to it. Yep. Michael just said that. See? There's a
wizard owl.
Yep.
He's a wizard owl.
There you go. You know, look, if somebody wanted to look you up, of course, you guys got the website going. You got all that going. It's what is the website? Nicole?
615 Collective. So it's all spelled out. So it's SIXONE 615collective.com.
And why did you do that? Why did you spell it out?
Well, because
I like it.
Yeah, no, 615 Collective. I think when I looked, the URL with the number was already taken. So I just got the spelled out version. So, but we have a lot of people that on posters and all sorts of stuff, they, you know, they use the numbers, and that's going to, I have a doing business as, so that, that works too. So.
I got you. You got a DBA. Yeah. I got you. Yeah. I got you. And all the music is up there as well. And any shows that you might have coming up.
We have lots of shows.
Do you play down on, hate to say it, Broadway at all?
Not really.
We don't.
Not really. We're touring out most of the time. So
I was, the reason I was asking you, because anybody and everybody's got a bar down there now.
Oh, yeah, they do.
I'm just saying, and a lot of the artists are playing in the bars, those bars. I was just wondering if you were down there at all.
Yeah, I mean, we have before, I think all of us, but I think like as the collective we have, and it would have to be the right thing for us to go down there and want to do it, you know.
You know, it's been great chatting with you. Love the music. Expect to hear a whole lot more. I know now that, you know, Sarah's on, and of course Michael, some of and Aaron and Nicole. It's just the talent, the songwriting, the music. I mean, it's the best. It really
is. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Skip. We appreciate you, buddy.
And I highly recommend anybody checking this out. You need to go online. Go to 615collective.com. Was it?
615collective.com.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Spell it out. Spell it out. Go there.
Spell it out.
I'm sure they got to either get to the gym or get to bed, because they got an early morning. I know. I get you.
One of the two.
Do you have you guys ever been in the Northeast at all?
So we're coming in August. We have a 7 or 8 day run up there, and but we're not playing in Syracuse. So we should.
I've played in Syracuse.
You have.
What is it? Funk and Waffles.
Oh my God! Yes.
Yes.
Up on the university.
Okay.
I wonder if that could be cool.
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, we also, with the radio station that I program, we do a lot of what we call the 92.1 The Wolf What's Next private listener showcase.
Okay.
And it's a lot of new artists. It's a lot of well-established artists. It's pretty much an acoustic setting, but we can do whatever.
That's amazing.
We have a great venue for that, built-in stage. The guy gives you all the pizza you want, wings, and it's just great. We have a great relationship. And if you're in the area, we're going to have to do something.
That would be awesome. I would love that.
That would be so fun. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So that, when you said that's in August, do you know where?
Yeah, that's in
off
August.
The top of your head or no? Probably.
I think we'll leave out like August the 2nd or 3rd, and it's through August the 11th. So.
Okay, I'll look it up. I'll look it up, and I can let somebody know at Grassroots, let Shannon know, or somehow.
Please do.
Yeah, absolutely. We love to get you up here. Love to get you on the stage, and love to hear more from 615 Collective. Good luck to all of you, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
Michael, you know, it's just so much talent that I'm looking at right now. Appreciate it all. Thanks for being on Skip Happens tonight.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thanks so much, Skip.